This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some new stories from you from our book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and More. Today, I want to talk about the power of our dreams and how they can help us diagnose our own health issues or those of people who we're close to. I am always amazed by how many stories we get about this, and we've published dozens of stories like this in our books about dreams and our books about miracles. Our first story today is by Mary Abels, whose husband had spent 4 days with an excruciating headache. Finally, he had agreed to let Mary take him to the emergency room. And after a round of tests, all of which came back normal, they decided to admit him for observation. The following day, they ran another series of tests with the same results, leading to another night in the hospital. And they ran more tests every day. And after a week, they still didn't know what was wrong, but they had ruled out an aneurysm or a brain tumor. Next up, they were going to check him for other types of cancer plus spinal meningitis. One night, Mary was sitting with her husband in the hospital and his blood pressure was dangerously high. She was trying to watch him, but she just couldn't keep her eyes open. And so she eventually fell asleep in the chair by his bed and she had a bunch of weird dreams. But one dream in particular stood out to her, so much that she remembered it when she woke up. So in this dream, she saw just a stick figure of a man lying in a simple line drawing of a bed. And in her dream, she was looking at the image, and she had this sudden realization. Somehow she knew what the doctors couldn't figure out. The man in the bed was her husband, and her husband had shingles. So in the morning, the doctor came in with his usual happy good morning, and he started telling Mary all about the tests that he planned to order for her husband that day. And as he was walking back out the door, Mary blurted out, "Do you think he could have shingles?" And she says the doctor just stopped in his tracks, paused a moment, and then took off down the hall in a virtual run. And shortly after that, Mary walked past the nurse's station and she saw the doctor there talking on the phone. And she heard him say, "His wife thinks he has shingles." So they tested him for shingles. And sure enough, that's what he had. He was released from the hospital the very next day with prescriptions and some orders for a follow-up visit, and everything came out fine. So Mary had diagnosed her husband and saved the day. And Barbara Bauer has a story in the same book in which a dream saved her own life. She says that she had a nightmare that she was drowning. Something was pulling her straight down toward the bottom of the ocean. There was this heavy rope around her, and it was binding her so that she couldn't move her arms, and her legs were bound together like a mermaid. And in her dream, she was sinking very quickly towards the bottom of the ocean, and she knew that she was going to die if she didn't do something fast. So she moved those bound together legs back and forth like she was a mermaid, and that loosened the ropes, and they fell off, and she was able to swim toward the surface of the water with her arms and legs working again. And as she got closer to the top of the water, She could see rays of light penetrating it, and then she heard a voice say, "Swim to the light." And she made it to the surface. She got to breathe again, and she discovered that it was a beautiful day with sunshine and a blue sky, and she knew that everything was going to be fine. So that was her dream, which started as a nightmare and ended up better. But she shrugged the dream off, and she tried not to brood about it, even though it was pretty disturbing. Then a few days later, a colleague stopped by Barbara's office. This colleague, Sandy, had breast cancer, and she had just started chemo. She was only in her 30s, and she had three young children, and Barbara tried to be positive and encouraging. But of course, she was very worried for her friend. And that night, the dream came roaring back again. The next morning, Barbara told her husband about it, and she said she didn't know why she was having this dream. And he said, "Well, maybe it's to reassure you that Sandy will be all right if she fights back." Over the next few weeks, Barbara had that dream several more times. And she started to think that maybe the dream was really about her, not about Sandy. And that the dream was showing her, Barbara, that she needed to fight back and swim to the light. But what was she supposed to fight back against? So she decided to go for a mammogram. And that mammogram led to a biopsy. And when the doctor came in to give her the bad news, Barbara wasn't surprised. She said she didn't even cry. She just felt kind of numb. And then she told the doctor that she already knew she had cancer because of her dream, and that's why she went for the mammogram. She never had the dream again. She says it was a long road with surgery, chemo, radiation, but I trusted the dream completely. It gave me hope and a positive attitude. I fought back, prayed frequently, and was finally able to swim to the light. It's been 11 years and I'm still doing well. And if you're wondering about her friend Sandy, who got her breast cancer diagnosis before Barbara did, well, Sandy is doing well too. So what I've learned from all these Chicken Soup for the Soul stories about the power of dreams is not to discount them. It can't hurt to pay attention to them just in case, because they do often turn out to be truly helpful. There's a quote that we use a lot in our books, and it says that it's from the Talmud, I'm not sure, but it's a great piece of advice, and it goes like this. A dream which is not interpreted is like a letter which is not read. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day right to your email inbox. We'll be sending out plenty of stories from our new book about miracles. And if you'd like to read the whole book, you can find Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and More, wherever books are sold, including Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Rite Aid, your local independent bookstore, Books A Million, Chapters Indigo Stores, Costco Canada, Amazon, and wherever else you buy your books. Now come back for our next episode to meet a woman who followed her passion and became an amazing champion for abandoned pets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.